So Candace Bergen is 66 years old.
Now, for the elder folks in the audience, did you know that Candace Bergen actually had a famous father?
Was his last name Bergen?
Yes, it was. You have no idea who he was, though, right?
No.
So if I were to say Edgar Bergen, you would have no idea who that was.
You know what? That name sounds familiar.
If I were to say the name Charlie McCarthy, would that mean anything to you?
Yes. Right? No, that does, because there was a dummy.
A dummy. And who was the gentleman that was fisting that dummy?
Oh,
why,
is that
why
who
it was Edgar Bergen? Exactly.
Did he do
right.
Danny O'Day as well? Because that's the one that I wanted.
You know, he's a big fatty idolizes him. I think that's part of the whole puppet shows that Fatty does, is because he is such an Edgar Bergen fan burger. Edgar. I would like an Edgar burger, please. Oh, that's an Edgar burger with cheese.
Well,
oh, I kid myself. Go ahead, please.
It's not just ruined. It's me, Big Fatty, online.
There is a dummy.
Well, hello, everyone. It is the Fat One, and this is episode 1139 of the BFO for Friday the 8th of June 2012. Y'all, coming up on today, say it with me, a little show. Y'all, Miss Kitty is back, and y'all, we've been eating again. Big Fatty. Swordfish, Big Fatty, what does that mean? Well, Miss Kitty's gonna tell you in a little while. Hi, everyone, I hope your Friday is going well. Y'all, it is our last, we're recording this on Thursday evening, and so it is our last night at In Leather. And y'all, then we are heading in the, we are escaping by the time you're hearing this, and we're going to the Tampa St. Pete area. What, Miss Kitty? I'm sorry, are we keeping you up?
We're going from one ocean to another.
Right. And y'all, so we'll be going over there, because y'all, it is the big horror weekend over in the Tampa St. Pete area. And y'all, it is not the horror weekend because Guru Nudie is there. It is the horror weekend because there's a horror event going on at the Flamingo. I don't know why I said that. It just made that noise. But anyway.
Poor Big Fatty.
Poor Big Fatty. We're heading over there for a weekend of Vulcanist, basically. And who knows? Maybe there'll be a Charlie McCarthy doll, like you heard old Daniel Biba talk about at the beginning of today's little show with that Adam Burns. And y'all, Big Fatty had one of those Charlie McCarthy dolls when he was growing up. Big Fatty, you started early. And Miss Kitty, we remember that there were a couple of things that we did not finish talking about the Swinging Richards, because that was kind of almost an afterthought for us the other night. Y'all, we walked in there. Well, first of all, we drove up. And there was this little young guy. He came walking in right in front of us. And I turned to Miss Kitty and I said, "Well, that's probably one of the dancers." Didn't I say something like that?
You did.
Okay. And y'all, we got in and we looked around and we didn't see old E Pluribus at first. And finally, he stood up and it, you know, then we saw that beatnik haircut. So, what did you think of the beatnik haircut, Miss Kitty?
I didn't recognize him. It was kind of strange.
Well, was it a good not recognizing him, or were you relieved that you didn't recognize him?
Huh?
I don't know. But anyway, we got there, and y'all, there was no cover charge, which I was very surprised about.
They did, however, have very expensive drinks.
Well, yes. But, he said, but as in whole, Big Fatty, somebody else says that. Go ahead and tell about these drinks, Kitty.
Well, it was probably, what, a glass that held maybe eight ounces?
No, 10 ounces? No, it was much more than 8 ounces. 8 ounces is just a cup.
Okay, it was a couple, 16 ounces. And at least half of it was gin.
At least, yeah, absolutely. And I went up and got us each a Tanqueray and tonic with two limes. And y'all, he just started pouring gin. And he poured more gin, and he poured more gin, and he poured more gin, and a little bit of tonic, and the two limes. And I'm like, holy smokes, Miss Kitty is going to be shit-faced. And so was Big Fatty. But, and then he says that'll be $18. And I went, whoa! Well, we got $9 worth of gin. So, anyway, y'all, they were expensive drinks. But, y'all, I think that's what they want. I think they want to get you well-lubricated for the strippers.
Y'all.
So, and for the rats. You can't forget the rats, you know. And, anyway. By the way, Miss Kitty, I want to send out a special thank you to Jay the Haunt Cub for saying that he really enjoyed yesterday's a little show with Miss Kitty, and it's just lovely to hear Miss Kitty. And who knows, maybe Miss Kitty will, I'll tell you what that is in just a second, will pop up. Big Fatty, we don't need to hear about Miss Kitty popping up. About Miss Kitty popping up in over at the spa. Big Fatty, well, maybe over at the lodge. Have you ever been included at the lodge, Miss Kitty?
No.
No. Okay, great. You hear that, Kim?
Well, yes, she had.
Oh.
It's been a couple of years.
A couple of years, well, it's time for a repeat. Big Fatty, you repeat on everything.
It's just into the BFO, spotting the Bonge desk. Vera was at the G'day's video ever.
Yeah, Gussie, Miss Kitty, I have, even though I can't talk about it or not, I can't speak English about it, y'all, I have seen the photographic evidence that the Vons, yo, was indeed at the G'day's, and y'all, I'll tell you that in a minute, I will be posting around noon Eastern, the only time zone that matters, I'll be posting pictures that she was down there. Y'all, she thought she was hiding. But no. That old digger, I believe, took the pictures that expose her. Big Fatty, we don't need to hear about the Vines. Yo, wahey, being exposed. But anyway, Miss Kitty, where were we? All right, we finished talking about Swinging Richards. What do we do on Thursday? Well, let's see.
It was this morning, right?
Right. Did we talk? What did we? Oh, we tried to go to the barbecue ribs. We talked after we went to Seasons 52. That, y'all, that was a lovely restaurant. Y'all, and I want to thank, once again, I want to thank Warren and Cheryl for the recommendations of the restaurants. We've just been thoroughly satisfied, except for the barbecue place. I didn't really like the barbecue place, mainly because it was out of business. So, anyway, but tell them where we went for brofkas this morning and what we had, Kitty.
Well, it was another wonderful recommendation, and we went to the Egg and You.
And that is an ampersand U.
I'm sorry, Egg ampersand U.
And that is not the letter U. That is Y-O-U. Barbara Crotty.
Lord have mercy.
Christ have mercy.
Lord have mercy.
Okay, well, anyway, and what did you have, Kitty?
I had an omelet that had the bacon and cheese in it, and it was good. And, oh, we shared.
We
shared an order of very well done. Corned beef hash. It was delightful.
It really was. And
I had hash brown potatoes that were the kind, like the shredded kind.
Right. You know, those are my favorites.
They're wonderful.
And they were cooked crispy.
They were crispy, yeah.
Yeah, those are hard to get crispy sometimes. You have to really work on that to get them crispy.
I want you all to know that while he's recording this, he's working two different sex...
Big Fatty, Miss Kitty, don't be telling all his secrets.
These are dating sites, Kitty.
Dating sites. Right. He's doing two dating sites and while he's recording
right.
this.
Yes. And, but, y'all, and we, you had the rye toast. You haven't had, you hadn't had rye toast in a while, have you?
But she said rye, and I needed it.
Right. Well, after gin, you gotta have a little rye. Big Freddy, that's just silly. But, and then, we came back here to the resort, and sure enough, as soon as we came back, we had plans to go to the, towel and dating, establishment again.
Can we back up just a second?
Sure.
This morning, when you got up, you were covered in these insect bites. How did you get those?
I really am.
Mosquito
covered.
Bites all over.
Y'all, I am covered in mosquito bites, and that is because on the first evening that we got here, they have out by
the jacuzzi,
the hot tub. They have an outdoor sling, and y'all, it was the full moon that night, and y'all, I just wanted to go out and just lay in the sling and look up at the moon. That's the only reason I went out there. Just look at the moon. That was my only intent. And y'all, I evidently fed the entire mosquito population for Fort Lauderdale. Y'all, it looks like I have got some sort of what would you call that?
Some kind of bumpy disease all over your legs and butt.
Right, and I've just fought it. But anyway, y'all, I really am covered in mosquitoes, right. mosquito bites.
Now we can move forward, flash forward now,
right.
Up to
the towel and dating area. Y'all, Miss Kitty had a really good time at the towel and dating area on Wednesday. And y'all, but he kept coming by Big Fatty's accommodations, and y'all, I thought he was going to pass out. Just pass out! Because y'all, he was all hot and sweaty, and it wasn't just from the men's. So, anyway, Thursday was Big Fatty's day to have a lovely, just a lovely time.
I think within a few minutes of arriving, you had several gentlemen callers.
I had several gentlemen callers, y'all, and I was, quite frankly, I was in a pickle. I was just in a pickle. Big Fatty, you had a pickle. Never mind. I was able to accommodate everyone. They just had to take a number and come back when available. And then we left there and we went to the Aruba's Beach Cafe or something like that.
The Aruba Beach Cafe.
Right. And y'all, it was at, the address was 1 Commercial Avenue or Boulevard or something. Y'all, it was right on the beach. Right on the beach. And y'all, I'm going to tell you, we had two Tanqueray and Tonics there also. And y'all, it was nothing but a glass of gin, but these were only $6 a piece. So, and they weren't nearly as tall. But, y'all, you're not going to believe what Miss Kitty had, and I want him to explain to you what he had. Go ahead.
I had a nice swordfish steak, and I thought I was going to get the...
And by steak, you mean...
I mean a steak that covered my whole plate.
Yep.
It was sort of like one of those old-fashioned T-bones, you know, that covered your whole plate. Well, this was a salmon steak, and it covered the entire plate. And it was on top of some mashed potatoes, and then there were these tropical vegetables. I'm not sure what made them tropical.
And we asked why they were tropical, and we decided that there was tropical music playing in the kitchen.
Yes, that made them tropical.
Right. So, anyway.
Well, anyway, it was a huge, huge, and I ate all of it.
Y'all, it was without a doubt the biggest piece. It was a slab
of swordfish.
It really was. It was the biggest piece of fish I think I've ever seen served. Y'all, seriously, if it was sitting on a buffet, people would go and serve themselves from it.
Yes.
I mean, it was that big. And y'all, we were both just about to explode. So of course we had a split of slice of key lime pie. So, but y'all, it was not as good as the J. Mox key lime pie. It was good.
Well, tell them what you had to eat.
Oh, I had the what was that? It was the jumbo scrimp scampi. And y'all, I had requested to have the double tropical vegetables. Instead of the rice, and y'all, when it came, I had tropical vegetables and rice, and so. But y'all, I'm glad that I didn't. I'm glad I didn't raise a stink. Big Fatty, it's the first time you didn't raise a stink. But it was delicious. It was just delicious. And y'all, on the way back to the resort, I needed to stop at the Bank of America, so we both had our eyes peeled and never saw it. So. Anyway, and y'all, when we came back after breakfast this morning, y'all, you know, the past couple of days it's been a little overcast. In fact, we even had a little spitting rain this morning. And y'all, so you know, there hadn't been anybody here on the day passes since Monday. And so we had made our plans, and y'all, sure enough, we came back, and there was a cute, he was some ethnicity, probably Mexican, we don't know, but y'all, he's cute as a button, and y'all, and he as we were getting ready to leave, he was in the pool naked, he was butt naked.
And he had a cute butt.
Oh, it was a cute butt. It was a cute butt. Y'all, speaking of cute butts. Y'all, I got a message over at the BFO from a straight boyfriend, straight Bob, and y'all, I'm gonna go over there right now because y'all, there were a couple of pictures of Big Fatty being vulgar at Gay Days, and Miss Kitty's seeing those pictures right now, by the way, and and y'all, my straight boyfriend, straight Bob, he said, "Who? Who is this handsome young man in the photo that has a hint of Wojo from Bonnie Miller? He's sexy and he knows it." Now, y'all, I gotta tell you, I immediately wrote back to Straight Bob and I said, "I don't know who that sexy young man is, but I'll take a look at the pictures again when I get back and see if I can recognize him. Y'all, I don't see anybody in there. So I don't know who he's talking about. But, y'all, I wanna go over here and I want to see who Wojo, Bonnie Miller. I want to see who this is because y'all, it's been a while since. Oh yes, Wojo was.
Oh, yeah.
Wojo was the cute one. He was yes, yes. Big Fatty. He made everyone want to touch themselves inappropriately. So yes. So anyway. Y'all, I'm being propositioned on one of the dating sites by someone in the San Francisco. I wonder if they know that Peter G out there, because you know he's out there in the Oakland, in the Bay Area. So nice they named it twice.
Trust
but
me.
Right, and so anyway, Miss Kitty, so far it's been a pretty good trip.
It has.
Yes.
And in the morning we get up and we have to. Go from one coast to the other.
Right. And y'all, we have been told. We have just been told on one of the dating sites that just as we're checking out of the In Leather, that there are two
Nigerians
that are checking in who are well endowed. Big Funny, thank goodness the music started. We don't need to hear any more about endowed Nigerians because they're from Mexico and they're... Anyway, y'all, I hope you have a lovely weekend. Let me just see, is there anything else that I need to talk about that was on my list? I don't think so. But y'all, remember you gotta go over to the BFO around noontime. And y'all, you know, with the daylight saving time, you know, I don't know if it's going to be 1 o'clock or 11 a.m. or noon exactly when it's posted. But y'all, there is photographic evidence of the bond. At the Gay Days. What do you think of that, Adam?
There is a dummy.
What happened?
You can leave a comment on the website at BigFattyOnline.com, and you don't have to use the www. Or drop me an e-letter at ruined@bigfattyonline.com or call the voice letter number at 206-337-1438. That's 206-337-1438. And give me your good gosh and gay. Me! This has been a presentation of the RNL Podcasting Network.